I want to share one of my personal favorite tactics for creating more of what I want in my business. And that is called selling the product before it's been created. Literally painting myself into the corner I want to be in. Hey guys, you are here with Kelly McCarthy listening to Love People and Make Money. This is episode number 17 and it's just going to be you and me today. I love doing these solo episodes every now and then. So I wanted to talk about painting yourself into the corner you want to be in. So the term "you've painted yourself into a corner" is like literally, imagine that you're painting a floor and you don't pay attention and you paint yourself back into a corner where you are literally surrounded by walls and wet paint. And if you don't want to ruin all your work, you're going to have to sit there and wait for the paint to dry. I can't think of anything worse. I mean, what if you had to use the bathroom? Painting yourself into a corner, generally a bad thing. But, you know, I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, and the phrase came up in my mind, but in a positive way, like paint yourself into the corner you want to be in. So imagine you want to create a product or launch a membership site or start a podcast or host your very first retreat. You want to do the thing you're planning and dreaming about doing. Like you want to release a product. What if you could paint yourself into the corner that forces you to create that product? What would that look like? So there's something I do that actually quite a few of my friends do. And that is you'll shake up the order in which you complete things. So if you were going to imagine creating an information product, something that you can sell, a digital resource, you would probably want to sit down and outline it. What problems will it solve? What information will it contain? After you outline it, you'll start to flesh it out. You'll decide what kind of content mediums are needed. Like, should this be an audio? Should this be a video? Do I need a checklist? What do I need to convey this information? And then you would create a timeline for completing the creation of all these items, recording these videos, recording these audios, designing these checklists, putting it all together, designing the presentation of the resource. What is it going to look like? Is there a page that they're going to log into? Are they going to be able to check things off as they go? And after everything has been created and everything looks beautiful, then you would start to think about, okay, how am I going to market this? Am I going to create a sales page? Is there going to be a video on the sales page? Will there be a webinar? What kind of content will I create for the webinar? And what will draw them in to sign up for the webinar? And etc. You might think this is perfect order with which we do things so that when we put the product out for sale, it is ready. That's beautiful. It sounds amazing. And to be honest, I have created products that way before. But these days, actually, it's kind of rare for me to follow that particular order. I do sometimes, but recently, I didn't. I literally painted myself into a corner I wanted to be in, which means I flipped the whole list upside down and I started by writing a sales page. Now, we, as I record this, we are in February, and I'm running the first I Dare You to Email Challenge. I have a great bunch of people signed up, working with me, holding each other accountable to write 30 emails during the month of February. I wrote the sales page first, and in doing so, decided what has to be in the product. And then I announced it to the world. I first told my Momentum Coaching Mastermind people, and then I reached out to a few special affiliates to give them the heads up. I created the sales page. I created a JV page with a few tools that people could use to promote it. I did this back around the holidays, and I was ready to heavily promote it at the beginning of January. I painted myself into the corner I wanted to be in by putting that page out there and actually promoting it. People gave me money for a product that didn't exist yet. That's what I mean by painting myself into a corner I want to be in. Once people have started to give me money, once I've got dozens of people signed up for a course that's coming, I have to create the course. if I don't, I have to refund money. That's like walking all over my beautiful paint job and ruining my paint job. That's publicly embarrassing. I can't imagine how hard that would be to go back to everyone and say, whoops, I know I said I was going to have this great product for you, but I don't. So here's your money back. It'd be pretty awful. So I have friends. I have lots of friends who do this. This is not like a shocking thing. To be able to do this, you have to have some confidence in your ability to stand up to the accountability. If you're a chronic non-finisher, if you're a chronic procrastinator, if you are one of those people who have way too many plates spinning in the air all the time and regularly miss deadlines, I don't know that I would recommend that you try this, publishing a sales page and promoting something and taking money before you've even created the course. I have a lot of experience in creating courses and designing especially challenge-oriented courses like this. I knew exactly what I was committing myself to and had high confidence in my ability to execute what I was promising. If you, like I said, if you're a chronic procrastinator, I don't think I would recommend this unless you're really ready to make a change and perhaps you want to work with a coach who will work with you side by side and hold you accountable to every step that needs to happen. I think there are people out there who consider themselves chronic procrastinators who they're just missing some steps in the flow. They don't know what needs to happen and they get overwhelmed and so they procrastinate. So what if you could work with somebody who helped you point to the next step? Here it is. Let's do it. So with the I Dare You to Email Challenge, I started marketing it. I had put a lot of people into the challenge. And as we were coming up to the 1st of February, the weekend before, so this is 4 days, four to 6 days before the challenge is due to begin, I hadn't done a thing. I hadn't written a word. And I was promising a prep guide to everybody. So on the Friday before, I headed into the weekend with a goal of writing the prep guide. And I did. I got it all done on Saturday. I wrote on and off all day, held myself firmly accountable to it. It's not common for me to procrastinate something like that, that close to go time. I don't like to create stress for myself. I don't want to create worry and concern about it. I mean, what if I procrastinate and say, oh, I have plenty of time to do that, and then something had come up? I could have been in a pinch. Fortunately, I wasn't, but I did get the guide done, got it delivered, got an audio recorded. I did design a few printables and get them out. The cool thing about putting the sales page up and promoting it and then getting to work on the elements of the course is that you can then share those processes with your community so that they're in on what's going on. Like, oh, look, I finished this printable today. Oh, look, here's two more printables. Oh, look, I'm writing the prep guide today. You know, here's my progress. It's kind of fun. People get in there with you. And I think it helped my sales last weekend in that there were lots of people that are like, oh my gosh, you know, I just realized I haven't signed up yet. And I see that you're talking about this prep guide you're getting ready to release and I want it. So they were signing up. This is a challenge where I have promised them, all I promised them for the go day is that there would be a prep guide and an opening session. So the prep guide was written about 3,500 words. I recorded it as audio, I mentioned that, and then we did the opening session. And during the opening session, I just went over again what it is, what it isn't, and then we proceeded to do some hot seat brainstorming. The feedback has been really super positive. People are loving the prep guide. People are loving the launch. I'm getting such great affirmation that I'm designing something that creates an experience for them that they wanted. Now, the challenge is underway, and I've promised them email writing prompts throughout the month. I didn't promise a specific number of prompts, but I have in my mind that I want to give them 2 prompts a day. There may be days where it's a single prompt because we're having a session that day. I'm really following my creativity with this. So day one, I delivered them an extra printable I hadn't created before. We had the opening session, the hot seats, and then day two, I delivered 2 prompts. I'm sitting down and I'm writing those prompts the day that they need to be, the day before they need to be delivered, because I'm trying to send the prompts out at midnight on the, so at midnight on day one, I mailed day 2's prompts. This works for me to be very in the moment. I'm interacting with the challengers in my Facebook group. So it's working for me to pay attention to what they've got going on, what kind of questions are being asked, then sit down and write that email in the moment, the day. It's working for me. I like it. But I can see where some people would not like it. They would not like being committed to that email each day for an entire month. And it's certainly possible that I will write a couple of emails ahead of time, especially because tomorrow I'm leaving for Florida. I'm going to be snowbirding, but this first month that I'm in Florida, it's not vacation. I mean, I'm down there in the condo enjoying the beautiful warm sunshine. Thank goodness, leaving Michigan. But I'm still going to be writing these emails. I'm still going to be, quote, working. So it works for me to write the emails. It might not work for you. So I'm creating, I have created a really critical level of accountability in that, you know, I promoted the course before it was ever ready. And now I am designing the resources of the course day by day in response to the participants. And to miss a day would be awful, like embarrassing. It would be publicly humiliating to not finish what I promised them. So it's such a critical level of accountability that it's super motivating. Like, it's not a negative accountability. It's not like, oh, I have to do this or I shall be humiliated. It's like, yes, if I didn't get it done, it'd be humiliating to let it fall through the cracks and to disappoint people. That would be a huge bummer. But the critical levels of accountability is creating such an excitement for me that I feel like the prompts I'm writing are better than they would have been if I had sat down a couple weeks ago and thought about, you know, all the prompts I wanted to send. That said, I did take notes all through this last month as different ideas popped into my head. I popped them into Trello, so I'm using those notes, but I am pretty much writing everything in real time during the challenge. And like I said, it's working for me. I'm enjoying it. So I painted myself into the corner I wanted to be in. I wanted to be running this challenge in February. I planned for it back in November and December, looking ahead, and launched that sales page at the holidays and gave myself no choice but to sit in the corner and wait for the paint to dry to force me to get the work done. And I'm so glad. I love the experience that this is creating for my challengers. And I'm super excited. Like, just like everything else, when this challenge is over, I will have written so many great email prompts. The prep guide that I have, plus the prompt emails that I've been writing, can all go together and become an evergreen I Dare You to Email challenge that anybody can grab and use for self-direction at any time. So this February live challenge will become an evergreen resource. So I'm glad I painted myself into that corner, because that's a corner I wanted to be in. I wanted to have an evergreen resource to sell. So this works for me because of my years of experience in creating the courses. It's possible for me because of the confidence I have in myself to be held accountable and make it work. I am not afraid to ask for help. If I were to run into a problem, I could certainly reach out to a friend and ask them to write a couple of prompts for me. I'm going to be traveling on one of our session days, so I have already asked for help from team members to be there and help cover the session, so that the experience is not lost just because I have to get on a plane. I've got confidence in my team and myself and my flow. And you might think, man, there's just no way I could do something like that, Kelly. I don't have enough experience with it. I don't have enough trust in myself with it. So get some help. Maybe come coach with me. Come join Momentum Coaching Mastermind. Be part of our weekly mastermind groups and find the support there so that you know if I ever don't know what my next step is, I can always come and ask. Think about joining one of my Momentum Coaching Mastermind groups. Think about joining People Power. I have 2 spots left in People Power. This is my private coaching program that has a private group retreat here in Michigan in July and VIP access to Exposure and Profit in Atlanta in October. If you want to paint yourself into a corner you want to be in so that products get created and memberships get launched and retreats get hosted and you're not alone, I'd love to be there to support you in it. So for everything to check out, I Dare You to Email Challenge, the Coaching Mastermind, People Power, to check all that out, come back to the show notes on the web, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode 17. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Go love people and make money.